Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. But come on now. Did it really happen? Don't we now live in a world of alternate facts? Who knows? Isn't truth what each of us says it might be? You have your truth, I have mine. How do we know the truth? How can we say Christ is risen truthfully? Because the preacher tells you so? Or even because the Bible tells you? And certainly, the Bible, particularly the Gospel of John, is all about truth. Telling the story of truth and its confrontation with alternate facts. But we know that people use the Bible for all sorts of things. Alternatively, we might say, claiming different truths. Do we know this because Jesus tells us? Jesus asserts in the Gospel of John that he is the truth, the way, and the life. He is the truth. But still, we don't believe just because he says so. We believe because we experience the truth. We are connected to the truth. We are related to the truth. So what does that look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like in our lives? How does it come into your life as truth? We know by following Jesus' ministry and his examples that truth gives life. Jesus, throughout his ministry, is feeding the hungry, is giving health to the sick. The truth welcomes the outcast. The truth, as Jesus expresses it, is nonviolent. The truth calls us to love our enemies. The truth is for you, for life, for you for life, for you for life eternal. And even death cannot make Jesus, his life for us, a lie. An alternate fact, because he bears death and lies for us, so that we ourselves are not alternate facts or lies or subject only to death. But as Jesus says, I call you friends. God calls us children, embraces us as God's own. Jesus says that those who are of the truth will hear his voice. Keep your ears open. Those will be connected to him and will know that he is raised because he is for you and speaks to you words of forgiveness and life. We all know that in our own lives, there are some voices we can't hear or wish we didn't have to hear. Or when we hear them, we want to go the other way, or we feel so unsettled, or we turn off the radio. They don't speak truth to us. They don't speak life, because they are not for us. These voices are only for themselves, their own power. Jesus' voice in the Gospel of John most extraordinarily brought Lazarus out of the grave, because Jesus' voice, his life, his intention, his being sent by God was so truthfully for life. And because Lazarus was one whom Jesus loved to the very end, but not a termination, to fullness, to completion, to new life. But who hears? Or we might ask each of us, how can we hear when we so often are filled with other voices, lots of times our own? We tend to hear ours. We've got that going on in our minds all the time. Our own truths, often to make ourselves right. Isn't that the reason we have alternate facts? To make ourselves right? To justify who and what we are? Alternative facts in our modern, postmodern way is saying that we are ignoring God's will of life for others, for ourselves. In the story, in all the Gospels, but particularly in this one, Pilate, who crucified Jesus, is an example of someone who gave in to alternative facts, alt facts, to save himself, to keep his own power elevated. He even asked Jesus, I don't know, cynically, I suppose, what is truth? Truth was whatever kept him in power, what kept the crowds on his side, what kept the religious authorities from causing trouble and opposing him, what the worst of politics has devolved into. Pilate actually saw the truth of Jesus, and he saw the truth of Jesus' opponents, their jealousy. But Pilate could not see the truth of himself. Alt facts, alternative facts, really, it's what the Bible calls sin. Just ways of making someone right, ourselves right, justifying ourselves and others wrong and unacceptable, even enemies. And these alternative facts become a way of life for us. But they can only be defended by violence and death. And again, in our age, truth is being crucified right and left. Jesus, the truth, the way, and the life, never brought violence or threats of death to defend his ministry, the reason he was sent by God. This fact is a great sign of Jesus' truth and is connected to Jesus' effort to relate to all in a way that brings life to all of us. In fact, his truth was in his willingness to bear the deadly lies, the alternative facts of the world. That's what the cross is all about. Alternative facts nailed him up. All of our alt facts, yours and mine, those by which we have tried to justify ourselves or make enemies of others. All of us, along with Pilate and the disciples who abandoned him and all of his enemies, have nailed Jesus to the cross. But death does not overcome the truth of God's love in Christ Jesus. God's forgiveness and promise of life is spoken to us all by the resurrection which we celebrate today in a very personal way, by name, for you, each of you. Again, there's, as is my custom, because I write these so late, there's never a title. But if I were to title this, it would be called Mary. And below, insert name. In a very personal way, again, by your name, by my name, all together as the community of life in Christ Jesus. In our story that was so beautifully sung, in the garden when Mary seeks the body, death seems to be the final fact, the only fact that she could see, perhaps even the truth as far as she could know it. That's all Mary could see. But Jesus knew the truth, God's truth for Mary, God's truth for you, God's truth for all of us, the truth of love, of life, of forgiveness, of creation, of new relationship, of reconciliation. Mary. Mary, Jesus said. All truth is uttered in this single name, this single word, speaking her name. He has overcome death, even hers, even yours and mine, to be present to her with life. She hears his voice. She knows the truth of his life, of his love for her. She hears the truth of God, which is the truth of the whole universe, of life for her and for all. In that moment, she is true, alive, connected, related to Jesus, to the creator of us all, the one who sent him, to the whole of creation, to the universe itself. In truth and life, which she also now will be called to speak the names of others, even as we now, as we go forth, are called to speak in truth, in life, and love, the names of others, the lost, the poor, the refugee, today, in truth and life, today and always and also and forever, we hear also our names called, and so we cry out in truth, Christ is risen.